Well, Sonny, I understand you are kicking off today with African football.
Kim, let's kick off once again with African football. 14 World Cup qualifying matches are scheduled across the continent on Tuesday as teams try to make it to the next stage on the road to Russia 2018. By the end of Tuesday's action, we'll know the 20 African teams that have made it to the final qualifying round. Those 20 teams will be divided into five groups of four each. And when all is said and done, VOA World Cup fans, the top team in each of the five African qualifying groups will book a much-coveted ticket to the 2018 World Cup in Russia. In African qualifying over the weekend, six teams advanced to the final stage after winning their home-and-away series on goal aggregate. They are, in alphabetical order, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Gabon, Guinea, Morocco, Uganda, and Zambia. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma says the Cranes of Uganda eliminated Togo.
Uganda outclassed Togo 3-0 in the return leg of their second round Africa 2018 FIFA World Cup qualifier in Kampala on Sunday. Uganda prevailed on a 4-0 aggregate. Zambia beat Sudan 2-0 to progress on a 3-0 advantage. Guinea dismissed Namibia 2-0 to win on a 3-0 aggregate. The Democratic Republic of Congo and Burundi drew 2-2. The Congolese go ahead on a 5-4 advantage. Equatorial Guinea pipped Morocco 1-0. However, Morocco advanced on a 2-1 aggregate. Gabon pipped Mozambique 4-3 in a post-match penalty shootout after they tied 1-1 on aggregate.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Ouma of our Daybreak Africa radio show, which you can hear Monday through Friday on The Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of Daybreak Africa. Join me every weekday mornings at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com. VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
I also encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. In one of the World Cup qualifiers in Africa on Tuesday, Ghana will host the Comoros Islands. Reporter Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori has this preview for us from Kumasi.
The Black Stars of Ghana will welcome their Comoros counterparts to the Baba Yara Stadium for their decider. In their first leg game last Friday, the Black Stars were tied to a draw at the Sheikh Said Mohammed Sports Stadium in Morore. The Kumasi game is predicted by many Ghanaian soccer fans a convincing victory for Ghana, but disappointed Black Stars committee chairman George Afriye admits Comoros were a tough side in the first leg, and the African Giants could not make the second round a mere formality. And a draw in Kumasi will see Ghana eliminated from the 2018 World Cup qualifier. Meanwhile, Black Stars coach Avram Grant took his team through a vigorous training yesterday at Baba Yara Stadium and continued this morning to get his side ready for the encounter. In another development, the Kumasi fans who rejected and booed the Black Stars in a game last year after the Brazil 2014 fiasco, have pledged their full support for the team and are ready to cheer them to victory come tomorrow. For the Sunnyside of Sports, Kwabena Fori in Kumasi.
Voice of America!
I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Well, it's been a very impressive debut season for Didier Drogba in Major League Soccer. The VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman Shegun Dot on the spot Adeyemi has an update on the Ivorian star, as well as other football news.
Good evening, Africa. Didier Drogba, who plays for Montreal Impact in the Major League Soccer, MLS, has dismissed suggestions that spending time in London during the MLS break will pave the way for another return to English Premiership club Chelsea. The 37-year-old striker moved to the MLS after his second spell at the Stamford Bridge Club. But while Drogba was open to the idea of training with Chelsea to maintain his fitness, he does not envisage becoming the latest player to sign a short-term deal with a European club while the MLS is on break. The former Ivory Coast captain scored an impressive 12 goals in 14 appearances for Montreal. And acting FIFA president Issa Hayatou is continuing in his post despite undergoing a kidney transplant. A statement from the World Soccer's governing body on Friday said Hayatou has long suffered from a renal insufficiency. He said, however, that the situation has not prevented him from fully performing his duties at the world and African football governing bodies without interruption. He will continue to fulfill his role as acting FIFA president as intended, FIFA says. The 69-year-old Cameroonian, who is also the head of the Confederation of African Football, has been running FIFA since Sepp Blatter was suspended for 90 days last month. Ironically, Blatter, too, has been undergoing medical treatment for stress. The 79-year-old was in hospital for several days with a condition that was not considered serious. He was discharged on Wednesday. In other news, the German national soccer team was back home on Saturday after spending Friday night at the Stade de France because of the terror attacks in Paris that left over 100 people dead. The World Cup winners had been due to return to their hotel after playing the friendly game against France, but stayed inside the stadium after two explosions went off outside during the game. Germany is due to play the Netherlands in Hanover on Tuesday, but has delayed its journey. Meanwhile, as France grappled with the aftermath of another terrorist attack, organizers of the European Soccer Championship faced renewed concerns about how to protect fans attending 51 matches in 10 stadiums around the country next year. Friday night's deadly bloodshed started when two explosions went off outside Stade de France during the national team's match against Germany. The same stadium will host the tournament's opening game on June 10th and the final 1 month later. The European tournament is held every 4 years. It is second in global prestige only to the World Cup. With 24 teams involved across 10 venues, the risks are enormous and the fans severely exposed to danger inside and outside stadiums.
Thanks, Shegun. That's the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shegun Dot on the spot at Adeyemi, reporting from Lagos, Nigeria. And I know Shegun and the millions of other Nigerian football fans in Africa's most populous country will be closely following Tuesday's Nigeria-Swaziland World Cup qualifier. The teams played to a goalless draw in the first leg in Lobamba, Swaziland. I think the Super Eagles will spread their wings on Tuesday and advance to that final qualifying round in Africa. During Monday's Africa 54 television show, I have a segment on Kenyan athletics, Russia's recent suspension from World Athletics for doping violations has raised concern in Kenya that the East African distance running power could also face sanctions. In Kenya's lush Rift Valley region, which has produced some of the world's greatest distance runners, athletes and coaches say they're worried about possible penalties from the IAAF, the governing body for international athletics. In the last few years, more than 30 Kenyan runners have failed drug tests, including Rita Jeptu, winner of the Boston and Chicago marathons. At this year's World Championships in Beijing, Kenya topped the medals table for the first time. But that achievement was tarnished a bit when the IAAF said two Kenyan athletes failed doping tests. Kenya's former world record holder in the marathon, Wilson Kipsang, is one of the athletes I spotlight in Monday's Africa 54 TV segment. Kipsang says, and I quote, "If the Kenyan Athletics Federation is not strict enough and not ready enough to intervene on the doping issue, I think the IAAF will really take action." And then Kipsang continues, "If the IOC takes action and maybe bans Kenya, it will be so unfortunate to Kenya and to athletes." And I know Wilson Kipsang is one of those Kenyan athletes hoping to compete at next year's Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to you, Hayes Wuhi.